redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Danes večer se lahko udeležite digitalnega obroka z interdisciplinarnim ustvarjalcem Tobiasom Hoffmanom ob 19. uri v prostorih Ljudmile. Hoffman alias Kijilo je neodadaist, novomedijski umetnik in programer, ki rad povezuje računalniško kodo z dejanskimi objekti. Po predavanju se lahko udeležite še neformalnega druženja z letošnjim Ljudmilinim rezidenčnim umetnikom Bengtom Sjölenom. Poslušajmo, o čem bo Tobias Hoffman predaval danes.
What I want to show, there is a certain line of thought between this first computer display and how we construct our world by this kind of knowledge we gained through that, or the know-how. And it's like this cybernetic world with computer display. You can look into the past, like gathering data, and you recall this data on the display, or in real time, data is gathered, and you can even have a kind of projection towards the future. And this is very important to understand. And if you have real-time data from social networks, for example, I will bring this example, then you can also try, if you follow this theory, of course, if you believe in that, then you can try to predict actually social behavior. So, for example, there's a very nice TED talk about Google bubble. When you search for keywords, I search for the same keywords, let's say, as you, we will have different results, because our previous searches in Google left kind of fingerprint of our behavior, and Google is trying to adapt.
Ker se Hoffman zelo zanima tudi za fiziko, nas je zanimalo, kako se le ta povezuje z eno od današnjih tematik, kot je socialno internetno mreženje. Ponovno Hoffman.
Everything has to be quantized. So all this physical theory comes into mind, the mathematics behind. Yeah, it's a very simple algorithmic approach. It's not complicated to do that, but this approach is actually expanded to a lot of areas in our world, right? You have actually, if you try to make a prediction, you have two options to get it more precise. One option is to make the observations more precise. You get more data. This is actually the approach of big data, like Google or Amazon or Facebook, what they are doing. And the other option is, of course, you can correct your models towards this data, and then there's an option you can try to change the world so it fits into your model. This is also, I think, an approach we are faced now, that it has really an impact in our designing our industrial society.
Ne pozabimo pa tudi na včerajšnji zadnji dan festivala slovenskega filma. Ob 9:30 zvečer so podelili nagrade Vesna. Nedvomno je bil največji zmagovalec večera film Roka Bička, Razredni sovražnik. Dobil je nagrado za najboljši celovečerni film, Igor Samobor je dobil nagrado za najboljšo glavno moško vlogo, Nataša Barbara Gračner pa za stransko žensko. Film je dobil tudi nagrado za najboljšo fotografijo, kostumografijo, Teleking, nagrado občinstva in žirije kritikov ter stopovo nagrado za vlogo leta Igorju Samoborju. Najboljšo glavno žensko vlogo so podelili Nini Rakovec za film Dvojina, ki je prejel tudi Vesno za najboljšo filmsko glasbo. Najboljši dokumentarni film je postal Priletni parazit ali Kdo je Marko Brecel, ki je prejel tudi Vesno za najboljšo montažo. Nagrado za življenjsko delo je že na otvoritvi prejel Karpo Godina. Film o njem, Karpo Potnik, pa je prejel tudi Vesno za najboljši scenarij. Čez vikend pa so bili podeljeni tudi kristali Vilenice. Letos je dobitnica postala ukrajinska pisateljica Tanja Maljarčuk za svojo kratko zgodbo o koncu razmerja z naslovom Ženska in njena riba. V ospredju festivala je bila sicer letos švicarska književnost. Med nagradami pa se je tokrat spotikala Pia Nikolič.